You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Time to catch up with our wellbeing expert, Dougal Sutherland from Umbrella Wellbeing, who's with us this morning. Kia ora, Dougal.
Kia ora, Jack. If you weren't feeling well before, then after the Wiggles, you'd be probably feeling super well, won't you?
It's an interesting move to I don't know if they've re-recorded it or if they've just taken the audio tracks from the singing and put electronic music underneath them. Look, I was saying at the start of the show this morning that I never feel like I can be too sneering or judgy of other people's music tastes. That being said, I feel like that position is already being challenged. Because if you're massively into it, yeah.
My heart goes out to parents. I remember when my kids were young, you know, the Wiggles and High Five on at sort of 7 o'clock in the morning, but the Wiggles EDM would be just, I don't know, possibly a little too much to take.
Drive you into madness.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Absolutely.
Hey, these are very tricky times, and we've had once again this week, you know, headlines everywhere about job cuts in various different sectors, heaps of job cuts in the public sector this week. But this morning we wanted to focus on well-being when it comes to leaders within organisations and businesses, because of course, you know, people who are being affected by job cuts, you know, it's a massive thing to go through. We talked about that when we were with you last time, but this morning we want to focus on the impact it has on leaders, because often well-being is the sort of thing that leaders talk about but neglect when it comes to their own practice, right?
Yeah, very true. I think they neglect it either sometimes unintentionally. They're just too busy, but sometimes intentionally. Sometimes my experience is that leaders can often think that well-being is something that should be for everybody else but not them, because they're too busy. And there was a really interesting piece of research come out of the States where they interviewed CEOs, I think about 20 CEOs of top companies, and those CEOs that were doing well, mentally well, were leading well and productive organizations, and the flip side, if the leader wasn't going great, then the organization wasn't going great as well. So there's a strong need, I think, on all levels for leaders to pay attention to this stuff.
Okay, talk us through that study a bit more. So basically the best leaders are people who absolutely prioritize this stuff.
The most effective leaders were mentally well, and that sort of had that flow down effect, because it impacted directly on those people around them, like their senior leadership team or their exec or whatever it is in their particular organization. So there was a real sort of flow down effect. And I think one of the things I think is probably crucial about it is that the leaders, they'd be seen to be leading in this space.
Yeah, right.
I always think that leadership is... leadership's not a game of Simon Says. You know, do you remember Simon Says?
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Simon Says do that. Yeah, and at some stage Simon Says do that, and you're not supposed to do that when Simon says it. But leadership isn't, you don't get to say, oh, do what I do, accept that, don't do that, or, you know. So you can't opt out. So anything you do as a leader, you will lead your people. And so if you are looking after your well-being as a leader, you will lead your people to do that. If you are intentionally or unintentionally not looking after your well-being, you will lead your people in that too. So whatever you do as a leader, you will be leading. And it's really important, I think, for leaders to walk the talk, especially at the moment, because I know it's super hard on people, but actually all these job cuts is hard on everybody. And there's leaders are in that position where often they're making very challenging decisions, and often they've got no one to share that with.
Yeah.
They're pretty isolated often when they're doing that.
Yeah. So I'm getting your point. Basically, if they do a good job, that flows on. If they do a bad job, that also flows on. So there are positives and negatives there. What are some basic things that leaders should be doing then to make sure that they do prioritize this stuff?
Well, I think you touched on it there. They should prioritize it. You should almost I would say to a leader, you should have this some sort of well-being, whatever that is for you, actually scheduled into your day and into your week. It's not something that you go, oh, well, if I get enough time, I'll do that tonight at 9 o'clock when I get home.
Yeah, right.
That's not going to cut the mustard. So you need to prioritize it. I think, too, really crucial for leaders to get support It can be a super lonely job. As I mentioned before, often leaders can't share things with other people. They can share some things, but not everything. So really super important for leaders to find, you know, and it may be their peers, maybe leaders in other organizations who they can actually talk with, debrief with, connect with, and share some of that burden, because it can be an incredibly lonely place, I think, at times.
Yeah, does that mean like getting professional coaching or kind of supervision, or do you just mean like actually finding someone you can share it with?
Well, I mean both, I think. So it's really important, obviously, to have good social networks where you can just hang out and be yourself. But also the professional, we in the trade we'd call it professional supervision, but sometimes people don't like the term supervision, so we call it coaching then. But it's that, what do you do with the emotional, the psychological load that you can't share with anybody else? So do you have an avenue to be able to talk that through and to reflect on that? And that's the real job of supervision. And certainly the CEs I've worked with find that a really, really useful tool or space that they can use. And they say, oh, God, it's just really good to be able to stop and reflect and talk about some of the stuff that I can't share with anybody else.
Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Dougal. That is clinical psychologist Dougal Sutherland. He's from Umbrella Wellbeing. Thank you for your feedback. This is worrying. In the last 5 minutes, we've had four messages saying, Jack, you would make a really good wiggle. And they're all from different numbers or email addresses. Thanks. I mean, you know what? Honestly, thank you. I would happily be a wiggle. Wouldn't need to be worrying about my retirement savings so much anymore, would I?
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.